Chapter 5 Mina Harker's Journal The Return of Count Dracula 22 September I was walking with Jonathan this morning in London, near Piccadilly, when I felt him clutch my arm tightly.
My God!
He said under his breath. I was very anxious. I always am now, ever since his illness earlier this year. What's wrong, my dear? I asked. His face was very pale, and his eyes seemed to bulge in terror and amazement. He was staring at a tall, thin man with a large nose, black mustache, and a pointed beard. This man was looking so closely at a pretty girl in the street that he did not see us. I stared at the man, too, and shuddered. How cruel and hard his face was. His lips were bright red, his teeth a brilliant white and pointed like an animal's. What's wrong? I asked again.
Don't you know him? Jonathan asked, his eyes never leaving the man's face.
No, dear, I said gently. Who is he?
It is the man himself, my husband whispered.
Here,
in Piccadilly. He was obviously terrified. I believe it is Count Dracula, he said, but he has grown young.
My God! If only I knew, is it really him? We went a little further and sat in the park. Jonathan slept for about 15 minutes and woke up quite cheerful again. He did not mention the stranger again, and I forgot about it when we arrived home. Because there was bad news for us. A telegram arrived from a stranger called Van Helsing, telling us that my dear, dear friend Lucy had died, and her mother too. Such sorrow. 23 September. Tonight I decided to read Jonathan's diary about the time he traveled to Transylvania. I was worried by his behavior yesterday. And I want to help him if I can. Is it true? Or is it his imagination? Was he ill when he wrote all those terrible things? Only one part I know is the truth. Count Dracula was buying a house in London. 25 September. Professor Van Helsing came to visit me today. What a strange meeting it was. My head is whirling around and round. I have read your letters to dear Miss Lucy, he said as he arrived. Forgive me, but I have to know what happened to Miss Lucy and Whitby. Do you remember? I wrote it all down, I told him. You may read it if you wish. I gave him my diary and he read it to the end in silence. This diary is like sunshine, he said at last. It sheds light on a great deal. But the clouds roll in behind. Later I told him about the man Jonathan had seen in London, and the horror he had felt. Please, make my husband well again, I begged. You may read the journal he kept in Transylvania, if it will help. Professor Van Helsing agreed, and when he had finished, he said what I had longed to hear ever since I had read about those terrible events. Strange and terrible, the professor said, but true.